Money ain't a thing. Money ain't a thing.
Money in the bank. Money in the bank.
We can talk, but money talk. So talk money.
Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. 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 Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show.
Y'all, so welcome, welcome, welcome to the Ash Cash Show every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Make sure you go to the ashcashshow.com, subscribe to the podcast. Go to ashcashtv.com, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Appreciate y'all. So my bad, yesterday I was traveling with the fam, so we ain't get to tap in, to touch base. But today we here. It's all about blessing. It's all about, getting to that space of just understanding that every single day, right? Excluding no day, every single day is going to be a blessing. We're going to start here because I need y'all to know this.
If you change your mind, then you change,
your mind, you change your life. And hey, yo, everything's going to be all right. I need y'all to understand that.
That's all the time.
Yeah.
More than humanly possible. Elevation, banana, that's
yep. It's the vibes we all know. Let it protect us, which is our mindset, the evils of our mind.
We talked about Madea earlier, and a lot of people know me as Madea, but there's something that a lot of people don't know that I want to share with you. I was a child that was born to two wounded parents. They were wounded children themselves. My mother was 17, and my father was about 19 when they got married. And I came along when she was 24 years old. And there was a lot of pain in the house. There were a lot of arguments. He was very physically abusive and verbally abusive to the both of us. It was really a difficult and very hard time, especially for a man child. I don't know what it's like for a girl, but I'm sure it's just as painful. But for a boy child, a man child, to watch his mother being beaten and belittled, it was really, really hard. So I went under the house and I built this little, put some wood up.
Yo, everything is going to be all right, regardless of what's happening.
Safe place for me. And I painted it Robinette blue. I found
Santa ink. See what up?
I painted it blue and I would sit in this room and I would let my imagination take me.
No wires in the building. What up, Mo?
I would just be somewhere running through grass and trees while I'm listening to all of the pain and all the heartache up above me in the floorboard. So
top it's fun, very man, difficult what time.
But the beauty in that moment, and I say this like to people all the time, is that I know that all things work together for your good. When I am writing a script or a movie or writing the have nots, or if Love Is Wrong, or writing any shows or movies, in my imagination, I go to a place where I'm in that world. And that was formed and born inside of all that pain. So
Patrick Watkins, appreciate the bad love.
A man goes down to feed his dream. So it's a beautiful
and
thing.
Appreciate
you know
bad
all
love.
Things are going to work together for you.
And to the king. Yep. Salute, salute. Hawabi. Be good financial, salute.
What broke in the moment, if you wonder what happened, like from the time when I started doing these shows to the time when they started to take off, what broke in the moment? Well, here I was with this script about adult survivors of child abuse, whose parents had abused them, and the characters in the show had forgiven their abusers, but I hadn't forgiven my father.
Thanks
so
a lot.
Thank
you. Appreciate you.
Before the show sold out, before everything changed, we were on the phone, and I got a chance to just say everything that was on my mind because I wasn't the little boy anymore. I was a 6'6" man, and I wasn't afraid. And I started saying everything that I needed to say to him. And the things that came out of my mouth blew my mind. But at the end of it, what I heard was, "I forgive you."
Paul Miller, what up, Ranch?
And something
I forgive you.
something shifted. Let me tell you something. Forgiveness is so incredibly powerful.
Yeah.
Forgiveness is not for the other person.
Never for the other person.
There are people
they fly LA living for the bad love.
Done you wrong. They are happy walking down the street, not even thinking about you. But there you are holding on to unforgiveness.
Maya Trash, appreciate the bad love.
Man, I found myself trying to. I was lost.
Was
based on the negativity of not forgiving him. But once I forgave him, I had to find a way to find another source of fuel.
Yeah.
So the negativity and all the darkness that I'd been through was the source. Now I needed a more positive source. Now I needed a good source, a pure source. It's like taking a car that runs on diesel and putting regular gasoline in it. And then all of a sudden you say drive and something's going to go wrong. So you have to rework all the components inside of your mind to be able to understand how to function in positivity.
J-Mo, so appreciate the bad love.
So incredible. Forgiveness did all of that for me. And the minute I started to function and doing the right thing and being positive,
Courtney
I
and Miller is in the building.
To not having enough
Zana Riley Cook is in the building. Empress Lady Madison is in the building. Where's CJ? Salute my G. Corey, what up? You're so dope to be able to like see names and know who they are. The Baton Rouge is everything.
Somebody,
in the building. We're CJ. Appreciate the bad
blood. And I tell you why. I tell you why I say that. Because when you know that everything in your life is going to work together for your good. I look back on all the things in my life.
Nah, today's I'm chosen.
Those were teaching moments. Those were molding moments. Those were moving moments. And I realized, had that not happened, I wouldn't have been ready for this moment. Or had that situation not gone on, I wouldn't have been ready to go.
Like Trapper instead of
building. At that altitude, I wouldn't have been able to stand at this altitude.
So salute, Stacey.
What happened
salute.
To me, as I look back on all those moments, I don't call them failure. I call them the grace of God because it has brought me right where I needed to be.
That rude word, that rude was everything. Lo Martinez, appreciate the bad. Hold on, let me pause this for a second. Hold on, let's talk about that for a second. Yeah, I'm on a Wi-Fi looking. Salute. You said Baton Rouge on fire, and I appreciate you. Yeah, it was a whole vibe, and so I do want to take a second. Like, it's dope. JD, what up? On the YouTube check-in. It's dope to be able. So first, I'm traveling right now. So I'm in a different spot in an Airbnb. So that's why the light looked the way it looked or whatever. But yeah, you know, it was dope though. You know what I'm saying? It was dope to be able to just to meet everybody in person. You know what I'm saying? So like, it's cool. It's cool to know people. You know what I'm saying? It's cool to know people. You know, online. But when you know what I'm saying? When you get to meet people in person, it's just a dope feeling. You know what I'm saying? So it was exciting. I had a great time in Baton Rouge. Nothing but love. The hospitality. Everything. Everything was dope, man. I love it. You know, everybody came to learn. Everybody came with good energy. Wasn't, you know what I'm saying? Like, nope. It was just fam. Like, it's so funny. And I'm pretty sure it was intentional, but it's crazy how freaking amazing meetup, you know, the acronym FAM, you know, is fam. You know what I'm saying? And so it's like, yo, it really felt like family. You know what I'm saying? Really felt like family. You know what I'm saying? Like, it really felt like, yo, we was like, we knew each other forever and we just came there to rock out. So I appreciate y'all, man. I appreciate y'all for, you know what I'm saying? For allowing me to touch the stage, pour in. Cause that's what I'm here for. That's it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't even, as crazy as it is. Life gets simple when there's no more to it. You know what I'm saying? Like life actually gets simple when you figure out, not even figure out, let me just say this. life is more simpler when you just accept what God put you on earth to do. You know what I'm saying? Like it's just very simple. A-Lo, what up, A-Lo? You know, life is just simple. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times we spend, think about this though, right? Think about this. Think about how much time we spend trying to figure stuff out, right? Like imagine life was a puzzle, right? Imagine life was a puzzle, right? Let's call it a maze. Let's just say life is a maze. I like this analogy better. Let's say life was a maze, and you don't get dropped off in the beginning, right? You get dropped off somewhere in the middle. And imagine if your life was all the whole time, all you trying to do is figure it out. Like, damn, where am I going? Like, what turn should I make? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you see mirrors, you see lefts, you see rights, you bumping into stuff, you going crazy, whatever the case may be. But imagine if, you know, instead of, you know, you looking up though, right? You looking up. And so because, or no, right? You looking down while you going through this maze. And you trying to look around, you trying to find stuff. You like, yo, you looking down. And you trying to find, you bumping into stuff, right? You're not trying to figure it out. But then when you put your head up, right, you realize that, you know, somewhere, there's arrows that just tell you which direction to go, right? You know what I'm saying? Somewhere, you know what I'm saying? There's arrows that's telling you, you know what I'm saying, which direction to go. And so at the end of the day, right, at the end of the day, you have to just follow the arrows. And life is just simpler when you follow the directions. You know what I'm saying? Life is just simpler when you follow the directions. Life is just simpler when you are, you know, looking at the arrows and just taking a direction. You know what I'm saying? And not keeping your head down and trying to figure things out and trying to do things on your own. And so it's just a blessing, you know what I'm saying? It's a blessing. And I promise you, life is just so much simpler. You know what I'm saying? Life is just so much simpler because you could keep your head down, you know what I'm saying? You could keep your head down and, you know, bump into stuff. You could keep your head down and you know, follow people. You see somebody going in the other direction, you turn around, you go in that direction. You know what I'm saying? You know, so you know, there's so much things that you could be doing, right? You could be turning around, you could be looking, you could be so much you could be doing. But you could just put your head up. It's just simple. It's as simple as putting your head up and then looking at the arrows and listening to the arrow and seeing which direction it's telling you to go. That's it. You know what I mean? And honestly, it's so crazy because life gets so simple that there's going to be times that you question yourself. You know what I'm saying? There's going to be times you be like, yo, that this is it? But the truth of the matter is that it was your ego all along. Right? It was your ego all along that wanted to complicate things. It was your ego and your mind that wanted to hold on to lack of direction. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was your ego all along that, you know, wanted to hold on to lack of direction in order to give it significance. You know what I'm saying? Like we're making it complicated because our ego wants to be like, yeah, I did that. Yeah, I figured it out. Yeah, I was lost, but now I'm found. Like, your ego want to do that, right? And the truth of the matter is that if you let go of your ego, right? If you let go of your ego, if you let your ego just like, yo, chill, you good. I got this. I got a source already. I don't need you, ego. I don't need you because I already got a source. Like, I got a source that's going to guide me. I got a source that's never going to let me down. I got a source that's gonna tell me which direction to go. You know what I'm saying? And so ego, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? I'm good because I got a source. You know what I mean? And I think that if we realize, right? If we realize that it is our source that's gonna guide us. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we understood, right? If we understood that God is in our DNA. Like, who needs ego when you got God, right? Who needs ego when you got God?
You are now tapped in and tuned in.
God is in your DNA, and you need to understand that. You need to accept that. Yep.
When you go to that place, when you do the meditation, and when you make what we call conscious contact with your higher self, and with God, when you make that conscious contact, you shift from a belief in God or a knowing about God to knowing God. There's a very big difference.
There's a difference between
God and knowing God.
Yeah, hold on. There's a big difference between knowing about God and knowing God. Right? There's a big difference. Right, there's a big difference between knowing about God. Like, yeah, God exists. I know about God, but the truth is, knowing God is knowing yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a big difference.
Knowing God is conscious contact. It's direct.
Audie showed up. Audie showed back in the building.
Make this inner contact, and you have a certainty about what it is that you want to manifest, and that desire that you have is consistent with all nine of these principles, that it is based on unconditional love, and it's based on the power of attraction, and it's based on your higher awareness, and it's based on generosity and service.
Oh, hold on. It's based on generosity and service. That's the other thing we missed, though. Knowing God is knowing yourself. Right, but also it's based on generosity and service. That's why I feel so good to be in a building and connecting with people. Right, that's why I feel so good to serve. Think about this: a lot of people get to certain levels of their career, then they no longer are servants. They allow their ego to take over. Right, they got to where they got by being of service. Then they get to another level, and then now they forget to serve. Right, now they forget to serve. Now it becomes about them, right? Now it becomes about them, and they too big, right? They too big to be in a room, right? They too big to give back. They're too big to be generous. And so once you start being too big for stuff, you start to not really understand God. You know what I'm saying? All of the prophets were among the people. Yo, all of the prophets were among the people. Abraham, Moses, Noah, Muhammad, peace be unto him, right? All of the prophets were among the people. Nobody was too big to serve the people, right? And so we start getting to certain levels. Right, we start getting to certain levels, and now we sit on a throne. Right now we sit on a throne. Now we acting like we too good. You know what I'm saying? Jesus, right? Right. All of the prophets were amongst the people. Jesus, right? Jesus wasn't it. You know, I mean, no disrespect. No disrespect to anybody that's in the mosque. No disrespect to nobody's in the church, but Jesus was in the streets, right, with the drunks. If you know, right? Jesus was in the streets with the drunks and the prostitutes. If you know. And so now we get to a certain level, and now we don't want to be of God. You know what I'm saying?
And then you are absolutely certain.
Yep.
And then you're able to detach because you're not really concerned about how it's going to show up. You see,
with those who needed him most.
Job in this whole business of manifesting, your job is not to say how and when. Your job is to say yes.
Yep, your job is to say yes.
Just yes. And then you let the how and the when take over. Now, when I say this, I know immediately what the ego starts to say. I want it now, but I have to have it this way. But if I don't get it pretty soon, then I'm going to go broke. And then if this doesn't show up over here, then I'm going to have to go on welfare. And if I have to go on welfare, then and your mind starts playing all of these games about how terrible things are going to be if the person that you want to manifest doesn't show up the way you want them to show up, or if the child that you expect to have isn't showing up on time, or if the finances, or if the job, or whatever. And there's this push and this anxiety and this stress, which is based on fear and based on distrust. But you know, when you have this knowing.
Yeah, when you have this knowing, when you know.
When you have this certainty, great things have no fear of time. You see, the universal intelligence doesn't operate in the parameters of time. Time is just our way of carving up the oneness. I was reading a story of Einstein as a young
Miss Edith, God bless.
And one of the things it said about young Einstein is that when he was a little boy, he picked up a compass. And when he picked up this compass, he noticed that there was something that would move the needle. But he couldn't find anything in the compass that was moving the needle. And he was intrigued by what it was that would move the needle. And he would go and turn in a certain way. He'd make a 90-degree turn, and the needle would turn and face whatever direction it was that he was facing. And yet, he hadn't done anything. And he was intrigued by what this force was inside.
Oh, Alo is
that allows this. What would make this needle move?
Is
that force?
MISSED527.
That thing that we can't identify in the physical world is the provider of all of the things that will manifest to you in the physical world, and it is also the source of your life.
The source. Hey, yo, so when you think about the source of your life, I need you to understand that God is the plug. Stop trying to edge God out.
We all face situations where the odds are against us.
Yep.
We don't see how we could get away, how a relationship could be restored, maybe how we could ever break an addiction. In the natural, it seems impossible. It's easy to just accept it, to think this is my lot in life. But David said, the favor of God keeps my enemies.
Beyond Blessed Chica, DMV is in the building.
When you walk in God's favor, honoring him with your life, knowing who you are
and whose you are,
you cannot be defeated.
You cannot be defeated.
You may suffer a temporary setback, a disappointment, an unfair situation. But if you'll keep moving forward, it won't be permanent. One touch of God's favor can turn any situation around. What you're facing may seem bigger,
Jersey is in the building, CEO, Mr. Wells, what up?
But deep down, don't be intimidated. You've got to know you cannot be defeated.
You cannot be
the
defeated.
The creator of the universe has put his favor on your life.
Yeah, you cannot be defeated.
You've had a rough patch. Maybe you've had some bad breaks. The good news is, it's not over. God is not finished. God always ends.
Always ends in.
All is well.
All is well.
If all is not well, it simply means it is not the end.
It's not the end.
You haven't seen what God is about to do. God is about to take what's meant for your harm and use it to your advantage.
Yep.
God is about to pay you back for the unfair things that have happened. Psalm 44 says it this way. They did not get the land in their own strength or by their own sword, but because you favored them. You may be up against a big challenge today. You've done everything you can in your own strength, in your own ability.
Sammy, thank you for the bad luck.
But let me encourage you. when you come to the end of your ability, when you don't see a way,
when you don't see a way
against you, don't get discouraged. Don't let the negative thoughts keep playing in your mind.
Yeah.
Just keep thanking God for His favor.
Thank God for His favor.
Do for you what He did for these people.
Yeah.
What you couldn't make happen on your own. What you couldn't fix in your own ability because of the favor of God, He will make it happen for you. What am I saying? God knows how to solve your problems. God knows how to change people's minds. God knows how to restore your health. He's the one that made your body. It may look like that financial situation is never going to turn around, but one touch of God's favor can put you into overflow. You'll have more than enough. God is not limited by what you're facing. He's limited by what you believe.
Yeah.
When you believe, all things are possible. When you go through the day saying, Lord, thank you for your favor, that's when God can do things for you that you could never do on your own. You may have struggled in an area for a long time. You need to get ready. God is about to send that enemy packing.
Yep, about to send him packing.
That sickness, that cancer, that chronic pain, packing up and leaving.
Facts, Landon, what up?
God is going to send that addiction packing. He's going to send that debt, that struggle, that lack packing. Or how about that relationship problem, the legal issue, the infertility? It's not going to be with you your whole life. God is not only going to send it packing, but He's going to release the healing, the breakthrough, the baby you've been praying about, the business you've been wanting to start, the person you've been dreaming of. Notice how God is going to do it. It says God gave it to them smiling. That's the way God is.
Wait, wait.
God wants you to live in victory, healthy, whole, free, and abundant life. Why don't you get in agreement with God?
Get in agreement with God.
I want to thank you that you're sending my enemies packing.
Yeah.
That you're doing for me what I could not do on my own.
What I couldn't do on my own.
In difficult times, negative thoughts will tell you it's never going to change.
Yep.
You're never going to get out of this problem.
Yep.
But down deep, you've got to know favor is headed your way.
Favor is headed your way.
Keep yourself, healing is coming.
Yep.
Breakthroughs are coming.
Breakthroughs are
restoration
coming.
Restoration is coming. Hope to the end. That means keep believing. During the day, knowing that you have a secret weapon, you cannot be defeated. The favor of God.
Harrison Paisley Boutique, appreciate the back.
You may be in a tough time, but that setback is simply a setup for a greater comeback.
Setup for a greater comeback.
The winds that are trying to stop you, all God has to do is shift the direction. And instead of holding you back, they will push you forward. Some of you are about to see this shift. You're about to see God defeat an enemy.
Yep.
You're about to break an addiction. You're about to see a relationship restored. You're about to be thrust into the fullness of your destiny. If you will have this attitude of faith, knowing that you cannot be defeated, I believe and declare that God is going to send your enemies packing. He's going to do for you what you
can do. Audio show, appreciate the bad love.
Favor is coming. Healing is coming.
Yeah.
Breakthrough is coming. Victory is coming. You're going to rise above every obstacle and become everything God's created you to be.
Yo, you're about to be everything that God has created you to be.
You are now listening to MindRightRadio.com, the only place.
And you know why? Hold on. Let me tell you something. And I don't know who needs to hear this. But the mind has a habit or the tendency to, like, right before your breakthrough is coming, the mind has the tendency of replaying old stuff over and over and over again as you're on your way to the breakthrough, and making you believe that nothing's going to change because it's the same, right? But what you need to realize is that each time something is happening, even if it looks like the same, it might smell like the same, it might have resemblance of the same, but this, you've never been in this time ever before in your life. right? You've never been in this time ever before in your life. Like it is absolutely the it is not, right? It is not the same, right? The conditions are different. The time is different. Your opportunity is different. Your belief is different. Like, everything is different. I don't care if it look like it, right? If you go to the store right now and something look like it got a Nike swoosh on it, if it ain't a Nike swoosh, it ain't Nike. I don't care how it resembles it, right? I don't care if a knockoff is a knockoff, right? I don't care if that belt got a G on it. If it ain't Gucci, it ain't Gucci, right? And so at the end of the day, our mind has this thing, right? It allows us to see certain circumstances over and over and over and over again. And right, I'm talking about right there. I'm talking about right where the breakthrough is about to happen. Like right at that moment, that very moment that the breakthrough is about to happen, your mind start playing tricks on you. Your mind start tweaking. Your mind start telling you, why are you even wasting your time? It's gonna be the same like before. Why are you even wasting your time? Why are you even go, right? Because here's the thing. Because your mind knows, right? Your mind knows that once you pass that threshold, you no longer need it. You no longer gonna need it, which is the ego, right? It's the ego part of your mind. So your mind knows, the ego part of your mind knows that once you cross that threshold, you ain't gonna need it no more. It's just like the caterpillar and the butterfly, right? Yo, right before the caterpillar is about to leave the cocoon and become a butterfly, right? I bet you the caterpillar is like, nah, yo, this hurt too much. What you even doing this for? You're not gonna survive. Because the caterpillar know, right? The true essence, though, is that once the caterpillar becomes a butterfly, the caterpillar dies, yo. Right? And so you really at war with yourself. You're not at war with there's nobody hating on you, nobody trying to stop you. There's nothing, there's none of that. Right? There's you at war with yourself. You actually at war with yourself. Old self versus ascended self. Old self is like, yo, chill. If Ash ascends, if this person ascends, if he ascends, if she ascends, if they ascend, what are they gonna need me for? Right? So the caterpillar knows, like, yo, the butterfly's not gonna come back to the cocoon. Right? The butterfly's not gonna come back to the cocoon. And so because the caterpillar knows that, it's trying to sabotage, it's trying to mess everything up. But you gotta remember, yo. Like, yo, this is it, though, right? I don't care what it looked like, keep going. I don't care what it smelled like, good, keep going. I don't care what was going on, keep going, right? Like, this is it. This is not a dress rehearsal. This is not a do-over. This is not like any time before. Like this right now, as you hear the sound of my voice, this is the actual moment, right? Yep.
What are you gonna do?
What you gonna do with the time you got left?
I say that if you don't reposition,
you gotta reposition.
You could miss.
Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Reposition.
In this season.
Yep.
Because we have got to change the way we think.
Change the way we
think. Change the way we function.
Change the way you function.
Change the way we deal with issues. And the reason that you have to begin to reposition the way you think and the way you function and the way you feel is that we many times are stuck between the lines of limited thinking and limited philosophies. If there's something creative down inside of you saying let there be.
Just let there be. That's it. Stop fighting. Wait, hold on. Hold on. Let it be. Hey, yo, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. A lot of us, because of where we come from, where we've been, what we've been through, a lot of us are almost like designed to fight, right? Like we were in a situation in which we had to fight, right? We had to defend ourselves. We had to be on the defense, right? But you're not even in that space no more. You got to reposition yourself, right? A lot of us are so ready to fight, but there's no battle. There's no enemy, right? You're not on the battlefield no more. You know what I'm saying? And so because you so used to it though, you so used to battling, right? You so used to being on the field. You so used to it. You so used to protecting yourself. You so used to fighting, right? You so used to being on defense. And so because of that, you know what I'm saying? Like we're looking at our lives in the wrong position, right? You got to reposition yourself. You got to reposition yourself and be on offense now, right? You're not on the ground no more. You're not on the ground fighting, trying to get to your destination. Like you literally on top, so you can see everything coming now. You protected. You guided. You are protected. Like you don't even got to worry about nothing coming to harm you, right? You don't even got to worry about the weapons formed to get you. There's nothing. You just got to let it be. You know what I'm saying? Now it's time to just let it be. Hold on, let me go back.
We are running.
It's time. You're not in survival mode anymore, Greg. What up?
With the time you have left. I say.
Time to play offense. Facts.
Hey,
just you got a whole room over there, champ.
In this season, because we have got to change the way we think. We have got to change the way we function. We have got to change the way we deal with issues. And the reason that you have to begin to reposition the way you think and the way you function and the way you feel is that we many times are stuck between the lines of limited thinking and limited people and limited ideas and limited philosophies. And there's something created down inside of you saying, let there be. You need to walk into a situation where you've been locked up and tied up and tangled up and say, let there be light. Let there be healing. Let there be books. Let there be change in this city. You have tried 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 different things.
Sister Linda, peace and blessings.
Each you worked on 90 days or so. And then said it doesn't work.
Yeah.
How can you be a leader with a 90-day test? Of course it didn't work. You didn't stick to it long enough. You didn't fight hard enough. You didn't do what it took to win. And rather than to correct it and get it right, you walked away from it and tried something else. And for the last 10, 15 years of your life, you've been on the run from one thing to the next thing to the next thing, trying to make all this work. Stop it. Stand still. To live with the pressure and the criticism. New levels bring new devils.
New levels bring new devils.
You have to be tough to be able to stand it. It's tougher to build yourself to bridge while you still be breaking that yourself. It's tough to get ready for a birthday and don't have a birthday gift. It's tough about being able to get the light.
Oh, appreciate the bad luck.
It's tough. But what do we do with these moments?
What do we do with these moments?
And go back home and wait for the next
bad one.
Almost like junkies get the fix or smokers smoking a cigarette. Are we just habitually addicted to moments without being able to take that moment and use it strategically?
Wait, hold on. I missed that. Hey, yo, are we addicted to moments? Are we addicted to moments instead of strategically using the moments to propel us to that next level, to get from being a caterpillar to a butterfly, are we addicted to the moments? Are we addicted to the struggle? Are we addicted to right? The ego want to say, yo, I got this. Yo, think about this addiction that a lot of us have. And yo, a lot of us have an addiction to the moment. A lot of us have an addiction to overcoming, right? Like a lot of us, like, yo, a lot of us are addicted to like, yo, I'm overcoming this situation. And so once we overcome the situation, we put ourselves right back in a situation for us to overcome, so our ego could get fed again to be taught that we can overcome it. We are addicted to the moment. And so instead of strategically using each and every moment to get to that next level, we rather keep pulling ourselves back. The self-sabotage, we keep pulling ourselves back just so that we can overcome again.
You do not have to accept it the way it is.
You don't have to accept the way it is.
Down inside of you, there is creativity.
Audio show, appreciate you.
We got to break out of the barriers and the limitations and get outside of the box. Something's about to happen.
Something's about to happen in your life.
You got to take it one day at a time. And when you get to the end of the day, you say, I'm not finished.
I'm not finished.
I've done everything that I'm supposed to for that day, for that time, for that season.
Yep.
Your season is shifting.
Your season is shifting.
To do now in a way that you have never been able to
do. Yo, never been able to do before in your life.
You haven't sung your best song. You haven't preached your best sermon.
Yep, yep.
You haven't thought your greatest thought. You haven't written down your greatest idea. You haven't framed your best dream. Lady, you haven't laughed your best laugh. You haven't had your greatest day yet. It's somewhere inside of you. You're a miracle looking for a place to happen.
You're a miracle looking for a place to happen.
You have all kinds of things locked up inside of you,
yep,
that are about to come forward for such a,
for such
time,
a time like this.
The time is right.
The stage is set.
The conditions are in order. Awesome is about to happen in your life. Don't let anybody tell you you're too young.
Yep.
Don't let anybody tell you you're too old. Don't let anybody tell you you're finished. Every day you wake up in the morning, it's a sign. The best is yet to come. This is my moment.
This is my moment. Hey, yo, type that in the chat. This is my moment. I need you to claim that.
The fight is in your
mind. I need you to claim that. This is my moment.
For the next level. What are you going to do?
Yo, what are you going to do with the time that you got left?
If you change your mind, if you change your life, Mind Right Radio, inspiration and motivation 25/8. That's all.
Hey, y'all, I need you to type that. This is my moment. Matter of fact, hold on. Hold on. Cause I don't know. Somebody in the back was not paying full attention. That's what I feel.
Liquid means rewind. Gunshot means forward. You requested it, so we rewind. Reggae and motivation combined. That's inspiration for another level. Mind Right Radio. Elevate your mind. Elevate your life.
We are running out of time. What are you going to do with the time you have left? I say that if you don't reposition yourself, you could miss the best time in your life, in this season of life. Because we have got to change the way we think. We've got to change the way we function. We have got to change the way we deal with issues. And the reason that you have to begin to reposition the way you think and the way you function and the way you feel is that we many times are stuck between the lines of limited thinking and limited people and limited ideas and limited philosophies, and there's something creative down inside of you saying, let there be.
Let there be.
You need to walk into a situation where you've been locked up and tied up and tangled up and say, let there be light. Let there be healing. Let there be books. Let there be change in this city. You have tried 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 different things. Each you worked on 90 days or so. And then said it doesn't work. How can you be a leader with a 90-day test? Of course it didn't work. You didn't stick to it long enough. You didn't fight hard enough. You didn't do what it took to win. And rather than to correct it and get it right, you walked away from it and tried something else. And for the last 10, 15 years of your life, you've been on the run from one thing to the next thing to the next thing, trying to make all this stuff work. Stop it. Stand still.
Stand still.
You have to have the courage.
You got to have the courage. That's what it is.
With the pressure and the criticism. New levels bring new levels. You have to be tough. You have to be tough to be able to stand it.
You got
to
be tough. Hey, yo, and tough don't mean holding on either. Watch this.
It's a tough one getting ready for a birthday and don't have a birthday. Yeah. Tough and not being able to
the Gospel Legacy Group, appreciate the bad love. The meaning of the real, so thank you for the bad love.
But what do we do with these moments?
Yeah.
Do we just have them and go back home and wait for the next one? Almost like junkies get the fix or smokers smoking a cigarette. Are we just habitually addicted to moments without being able to take that moment and use it strategically to do something in our lives? You do not have to accept it the way it is. Something is about to happen in your life. You've got to take it one day at a time.
Yeah, salute,
and when
salute,
you get
salute.
To the end of the day, you say, I'm not finished, but I've done
God,
everything
dear.
That I was supposed to do for that day, for that time,
for that time,
for that season.
For that season.
Your season is shifting.
Your season is shifting.
You will be able to do now in a way that you have never been able to do it
never
before.
Been able to do it before.
You haven't sung your best song. You haven't preached your best sermon yet. You haven't thought your greatest thought. You haven't written down your greatest idea. You haven't dreamed your best dream. Maybe you haven't laughed your best laugh. You haven't had your greatest day yet. It's somewhere inside of you. You're a miracle looking for a place to happen. You have got all kinds of things locked up inside of you that are about to come forward. For such a time,
such a time
is,
like this,
the time is right.
The stage is set.
The conditions are in order. Something awesome is about to happen.
Don't let anybody tell you you're old.
Don't let anybody tell you you're finished. Every day you wake up in the morning, it's a sign.
It's a sign.
The best is yet to come.
Jeez.
This is my moment, and I am.
Papa Slate, thank you for the badge love.
The mind is a battleground. The fight is in your mind. Ready for the next level.
Yeah, are you ready for the next level?
It's the time.
Hey, yo, hold on. So listen. Hey, listen. This is what I need you to understand, right? Is at the end of the day, you have to have the courage. You have to be tough enough, right? I get it. I'm not coming down on you. I get it. In our community, when somebody say be tough, we think tough means holding on. We think tough means to fight. Sometimes we think tough means to be strong and to, you know, we ain't letting nothing go. I'm cool. Nah. Yo, sometimes, most times actually, it's the tough comes in that end, let it go. You know what I'm saying? Like, have courage to let go. What you holding on to? You don't think you're gonna get that moment back? Right? You rather struggle and hold on to something because you know it than to let go and to deal with the unknown? Yo, you rather hold on, right? You rather hold on to hell. You know it's hell. You rather hold on to hell because you know it. Yo, just because it's familiar doesn't mean it's for you. That's a bar. That's a bar. Just because it's familiar does not mean it's for you. It does not mean it's yours. Just because you recognize struggle, just because you recognize pain, just because you recognize it, just because you know it, just because you see it, just because you felt it before, don't mean it's yours. You gotta let it go. It take more courage to just be like, yo, I'm good. I know what this is. Yo, it take courage to do that. It take courage for you to see the hell that you've been putting yourself through and saying, nah, I'm good. And yo, it take courage to say, nah, I'm good. Right? You know, those three words, it take courage to know those three words. Nah, I'm good.
People doubt that your thoughts create reality for you.
Yeah.
It doesn't. If you're just sitting around thinking, I want something, it doesn't. But there's no question if the energy and the vibrational frequency is correct, is in sync with what is to come your way, that there is a space that you create that allows that to happen. God can dream a bigger dream for me, for you, than you could ever dream for yourself. When you've worked as hard and done as much and strived and tried and given and pled and bargained and hoped.
When you did all that, it's time to do what?
When you have done all that you can do.
When you did all that you can do. Butterfly thoughts. Appreciate the bad love. Your fast shout out to my homegirl Kim in the building.
And let it then become
part. Let it become part of the flow. Yup. Surrender, y'all. Hold on.
Liquid means rewind. Gunshot means forward. You requested it, so we rewind. Reggae and motivation combined. That's inspiration for another level. Mind Right Radio. Elevate your mind.
Pastor Sid, what up? Hello, Pastor Sid.
People doubt that your thoughts create reality for you. It doesn't. If you're just sitting around thinking, I want something, it doesn't. But there's no question if the energy and the vibrational frequency is correct, is in sync with what is to come your way, that there is a space that you create that allows that to happen. God can dream a bigger dream,
Me,
for you, than you could ever dream for yourself.
You could ever dream for yourself.
You've worked as hard and done as much and strived and tried and given.
Lady Melody, salute.
And pled and bargained and hoped. Surrender. You have done all that you can do.
And please appreciate the bad love.
Give it up. Give it up to that thing that is greater than yourself.
Greater than yourself.
And then become part of the flow.
Surrender.
Every Sunday morning, God has a jazz brunch for souls.
Yes, how many humans?
Yeah. And they go to that brunch and God reads out all of the
Iris,
of humans that are going to be born on earth. And the souls pick an assignment, meaning they pick a life that they're going to come into body to manifest. And God, when he has a really hard task, he winks over at you and says, you know, like, this is the assignment I want you to take. Yeah. So the soul that was going to become Rhonda Harris was sitting there at the jazz room.
Yeah.
God winked at her. And then he brought her up and he told her, you're going to be born a black female in a time when being black or female isn't really easy. You're going to be born to an alcoholic mother and a womanizing father. You're going to be born in a situation where you may be physically abused. God tells us,
he tells us,
to get the life assignment. And he says, this is what I want you to know.
I
want you to know that you've got to hold on to me. I want you to know that you've got to learn forgiveness. And when I got abandoned and treated badly at home, I didn't remember that I could always. But at some point. You know this.
You know.
Those things that God whispered in your ear kick in.
Yeah.
And you get to choose.
Yeah.
Either I'm going to do this as hard as it is, or I'm going to do that. I'm going to pick up a needle. I'm going to stay ignorant. I'm going to drink. I'm going to cuss. I'm going to stay angry. Or I'm going to say, Father, into thy hands. My soul, my life. And that's what I did.
It is understanding that surrender. That really is all there needs to be.
I surrender!
Yep. Time to let go, man. Stop trying to be so tough by holding on. Be tough by letting go. Surrender. Surrender. Get to choose.
Stop. Let things happen. And there's such a subtle, you use that word, and it's right. There's a subtle edge in the difference of that. Because when you want things and you're just going to apply yourself diligently, we watch you ripping through these processes. You're just eating this up. You're going to get yourself tuned up as fast as you can. Counterproductive to that. And what it is what your wonderful question came up with toward the end of your comments, which is you want to understand how to trust. And here's the way we would go about that.
Chef,
feel the difference between someone who is, this is not for you, it's an example for you, of someone who is seeking a healing, which is absolutely upstream, and allowing
wellness. Seek a healing or allow wellness?
Do you feel the difference?
Wait, hold on. Don't miss that. Are you seeking healness? Or are you seeking a healing, or are you allowing wellness? They might sound like the same thing, but there's two different. It's two different energies, right? Are you seeking to be healed, or are you allowing wellness? Are you tired of being broke, or are you allowing wealth? Big difference, y'all. Slim God Strength, appreciate the bad love.
Results, and they are so pointed upstream. They're so intense about it and so determined about it. And we want to say, you don't have to work hard.
You're ready to do the work.
Which caused you to ask for it. And Source has already done the work by aligning things up. And Law of Attraction is the real workhorse behind all of it. Your work, if there is any, is to trust the stream.
To trust.
If you were to let go of those
orders, if you were able to let go. You've
done enough in the living of life with its vibrational essence.
Get enough ready.
Source is reliable enough.
Okay. In the bad stuff.
In this massively stream toward what you want. So it's not necessarily, not even a trusting in your ability. It's a bigger trust than that. It's a trust or faith in the stream.
And what we have given you as a result of what you've been reading, we've given you a framework in which you now understand the current of the universe, you see. And so that's what we want you to practice your trust in. We want you to say to yourself, well, the stream is flowing, and I can paddle upstream if I want to, and I can tell I am because I don't feel so good. This tension tells me that I'm doing that. And if you will just work a little bit on the sensation of letting go of the oars. In other words, it's not about making it happen. It's not about being different than you are. It's really about, and here it is, making peace with
making peace with where you are.
So, in very short terms, we would say to you, if we were to give you an unfair label that accurately depicts the energy of your being, you try too hard.
You try too hard.
And it comes from wanting to please others. It comes from having a lot of responsibilities. It comes from a lot of people counting on you. It comes from all of those things.
It
doesn't serve you.
It doesn't serve you.
It doesn't serve anybody.
You're trying too hard. You did the work already. You got both to flow. Let it go. Surrender. Trust the source. Trust the source. That's all.
Surrender for me, and I experienced a lot of surrender during my cancer journey, but surrender is, it's like a fish finding the current and going with it.
Yeah.
That's surrender.
Oh my God, I love that so much. You know what? Because I believe that everybody in life has their own current and their own flow. Your job in life is to figure out what that is, what lane that is, and how you line up with the center and the universe and everything around you and follow that flow. Your job in life is to try to not be the salmon swimming upstream all the time, but to find your flow.
Acceptance, though, I would say, is when you're finding that flow and you run into driftwood or a stone or get caught in the bank, is accepting that and the larger situation. So, you know,
it's so hard to know when to accept and when do I fight to get out.
Well, accept to me doesn't mean that we stop evolving.
Yeah.
It's a spiritual perception.
Appreciate you, Cheryl.
And acceptance before, you know, because we're all in difficult circumstances at some point in our lives. And you have to be able to acknowledge and accept where you are before you can figure out how to get out from where you are.
Yes, and we're so attached to the identities, relationships, and dreams that have brought us this far. And they're dear. But like a cocoon, when a butterfly emerges, the cocoon has served its purpose.
Served its purpose.
It doesn't mean it's false. It means it served its purpose.
It just served its purpose.
And our dreams.
Everything in life serves its purpose.
Our dreams, our identities, our ambitions, our relationships, they often are cocoons lead us to the
Why are we making it so hard? Just surrender. You're making it so difficult. All right, y'all. That's my time. I appreciate y'all for rocking with me. The Ash Cash Show every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Tell a friend to tell a friend. I appreciate y'all. Appreciate the badge love. Hold on. You know how we gotta do it. I focus on my goals. My self-worth. Hey, yo, we did that live too, huh? Yo, we did that live in Baton Rouge. You know, you know. Okay, you like my dance? Come on, let's say hi to you. Appreciate the bachelor.
No.
I see myself, my self-worth and network are building every day. You wait till me come back on? My self-worth and network are building every day. Right. Appreciate the badge love, y'all. Salute. 48 badges. Patrick Watkins, thank you for the badge love. Panther Ink Graphics, thank you for the badge love. About 13, thank you for the badge love. Stay Fly LA, thank you for the badge love. Ramiah Trash, appreciate the badge love. J Monique, appreciate the badge love. Hey, Ramiah, we're supposed to play that too. Yes, over the weekend. J Monique, appreciate the badge love. Shoot Solutions, thank you for the badge love. We're CJ, appreciate the badge love. Lipstick by Imani, thank you for the badge love. It's A-Lo, thank you for the badge love. Mr. Real Estate, thank you for the badge love. Kenya Health Coach, thank you for the badge love. Sama V, 68, thank you for the badge love. Miss Tip, 817, thank you for the badge love. Paris and Paisley Boutique, thank you for the badge love. Hope, 4602014, thank you for the badge love. Miyaza, thank you for the badge love. Quell, what up, Quell? Quell, cut me up. Thank you for the badge love twice. The Audie Show, appreciate the badge love two times. The Only MJ, appreciate the badge love two times. The Don Oliver, thank you for the badge love two times. I Stay Rich, Stacy, thank you for the badge love two times. A Morning World, thank you for the badge love. The Gossy Legacy Group, thank you for the badge love. Amina the Realtor, thank you for the badge love. Papa Slay, thank you for the badge love. You Ready to Talk Biz, thank you for the badge love. Tenacious I'm Chosen, thank you for the badge love. Butterfly Thoughts, thank you for the badge love three times. Courtney Ann Miller, thank you for the badge love. Absolute Audacity, The Audacity, thank you for the badge love. Mo Martinez, thank you for the badge love twice. Lisa, thank you for the badge love. Blue 5P, thank you for the badge love. Sadiq Quasby, thank you for the badge love. Chef Charlene, thank you for the badge love. Slim Got Strength, my God, peace and blessings, thank you for the badge love. Crazy Bob Case, thank you for the badge love. Vision of Peace, thank you for the badge love. Shiva Body, thank you for the badge love. I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for tapping in, tuning in. The Ash Cash Show every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Listening by Lindsay says, who sings this song? It's an Ash Cash original. We about to drop the lyrics though. I know I'm playing around with the lyrics. I just got a lot of moving parts. But soon. It soon come. Hold on. One more time. I focus on my goals. My self-worth and net worth are building every day. My self-worth and net worth are building every day. My self. My. Red carpet faces, thank you for the back up. All right, y'all, let me get out of here. Y'all, I love y'all, appreciate y'all. Thank y'all so much for rocking. Hey, yo, listen. Wait, hold on. If you're going to be in New York this Friday, if you're going to be in NY this Friday, don't wait to the last minute. So hold on, let me tell you. If you're going to be in New York, if you're going to be in New York this Friday, wait, hold on. I focus. If you're gonna be in New York this Friday, I want to meet you. I want to celebrate with you. my birthday, this Friday in God's will, my birthday, my book release party. Can books be purchased at the event? Absolutely, yeah. You can definitely purchase books at the event. In fact, I have a lot of books with me. I'm not going back home with them, so y'all need to buy them out. You know what I'm saying? Fast shout to Baton Rouge. You know what I'm saying? Baton Rouge, you know what I mean? They showed out. I went there. I don't know how many books I bought, but I didn't come back home with no. Oh, I had like 6 books, but that's okay, right? I had 6 Mind Right, Money Right, but all of my from the block of the banks were gone. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, we got to make sure this Friday, if you in NY, let's touch bases. But the thing is, it's still a pandemic. It's still COVID and all that. And so we're doing social distancing. So I'm not going to pack it out. You know what I'm saying? I could have easily packed it out, but I'm not going to pack it out. And so there's only a limited tickets. I want to say my last count, there was only 10 tickets left. And so make sure, right? Make sure that y'all, if you want to come through, that you get your ticket. You know what I'm saying? You get your ticket. Do not wait because we're not, like, if you're not on the list, you're not getting in. We're not packing it out. Like, it's going to be a small, intimate conversation. Fast out to my big bro, Akil, who's going to be, you know what I'm saying, just talking to me about my motivation in the book and all that. It's in Brooklyn at the Brooklyn Bank, 6 p.m. You got to hit the link in my bio. The link is in my bio. Hit the link in my bio or go to ashbirthdaybash.com. Ashbirthdaybash.com. Get your ticket. It's gonna be dope. It's gonna be intimate. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be intimate. I got the world famous Brucey B on the ones and twos. So we're gonna party, we're gonna talk, we're gonna, you know, connect. So I'll see y'all Friday if you're gonna be there. I appreciate y'all, love y'all. I'll see y'all tomorrow in God's will. Same time, same place. Again, make sure you go to the AshCashShow.com, subscribe to the podcast. Go to AshCashTV.com, subscribe to the YouTube channel. And tell a friend to tell a friend. All right, y'all. Peace, peace, peace.
I'm talking about wealth.
Money ain't a thing. Money ain't a thing.
Money in the bank. Money in the bank.
We can talk, but money talk. So talk money.
The AshCashShow. AshCashShow. The AshCashShow. Show, Ash Cash Show.